Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon joins me to talk about movies this week. We've got one out at the cinema on the big screen and one that you can watch from the comfort of your own home on the little screen. Susie, what do you fancy starting with this week?
G'day, Kat. Well, I always like to go out to the movies, so let's start with one that is out now at the cinemas. It's called Air. This sports drama follows the beginning of Air Jordan, a basketball shoe line where an employee of Nike tries to make a deal with a rookie basketballer, you know, just this unknown guy called Michael Jordan. So anyone who's owned a sneaker in the last 38 years knows what Air Jordans are. So we can make an assumption on how this movie will end with a successful basketball shoe line. But what some might not be aware of is how it all started and just where Michael Jordan was in his career when this journey began. So it's less about the game and more about the deal. The premise follows Matt Damon's character, Sonny Vaccaro, as he is tasked with finding someone to be the spokesperson for the almost defunct basketball shoe division of Nike. So his budget is small, so while Jordan is an unlikely pick, Sonny is convinced by his talent and must convince the CEO of Nike and Jordan's own mother that he is the right choice for the brand.
It's hard to put yourself into a place where Nike was not known as being a basketball shoe and Michael yeah. Jordan was completely an unknown. So let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
When you were selling sneakers out of the back of your Plymouth, that was risky. Don't change that now.
For a rookie?
Yes.
Who's never set foot on an NBA court.
That's the literal definition of rookie.
Yeah. What's the plan? We build a shoe line around just him.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
Who's the player?
Michael Jordan. Your
motor is... So, Susie, I know that you do love a good sports movie. So does this one count, do you think?
Good question. I do love a sports movie. But surprisingly, this one doesn't focus so much on Jordan himself. The role of Michael is portrayed in the film, but we don't see his face and we don't really hear much of what he has to say either. The script for this was inspired by the documentary The Last Dance, which is a mini-series documentary following Jordan and his career. Definitely worth catching. The real Jordan isn't credited as being involved in Air, but he was involved a bit behind the scenes with the director, none other than Ben Affleck. Jordan asked that Ben incorporate more of his parents and the influence that his mother had on him making his final decision on actually talking to Nike. So Jordan asked Affleck to consider Viola Davis for the role of his mother, a role she ultimately got, and Michael Jordan did an uncredited rewrite of this particular part of the film.
Love Viola Davis. She's a phenomenal actress. She's not the only one in this movie. There are a lot of famous faces.
Yeah, it has an all-star cast. So we've got Matt Damon, who I mentioned before. Ben Affleck not only directs, but he plays the CEO of Nike. Jason Bateman and Oscar winner Viola Davis, Marlon Wayans and Chris Tucker also star. The man who plays Jordan has gone from two really small budget movies to this one. So although we don't see his face in Air, this might be the beginning of seeing him in lots of things to come.
I think it's quite a clever portrayal of Michael Jordan, actually, because at that time, no one really recognised him, right? So to see only sort of the back of his head is quite an interesting creative move, artistically speaking, in the film. There we go. That one is called Air. It is out now at cinemas. Go check it out. Let's move over onto the small screen with a movie that you can watch now featuring, again, some big Hollywood names.
That's right. So this one is Tickets Paradise. It is on Sky Show and it is out now. Like you said, if you fancy staying in and also, you know, you don't really want to think too much and you want to see some familiar faces, I have the movie for you. On Sky Show, you can catch the newly released Ticket to Paradise about a divorced couple who head to Bali for their daughter's wedding, which they both disapprove of. In an effort to get her to not get married to G'day, the exes create a united front in order to sabotage the wedding. So I did mention those familiar faces. We have two of Hollywood's biggest stars, George Clooney and Julia Roberts, who work together on Ocean's 11. The two of them, they've got great chemistry, and they are supported by Caitlin Deva as Lily, their daughter.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
We used to be married.
Worst 19 years of my life.
We were only married for 5.
I'm counting the recovery.
In 4 days' time...
Our daughter's going to marry a guy she just met in Bali, millions of miles from home.
Try to keep the snoring down.
I have a nasal strip.
It's a mystery you're still alone.
Once again, though, it's another movie that Sky Show have that was only released about 6 months ago. In fact, in October 2022. So movies are going from the big screen to the little screen so fast these days. That one there was Ticket to Paradise. You can also catch Air. Air is out at the cinemas now. Ticket to Paradise on Sky Show. If you want to find a roundup and find links to where you can get a 7-day trial to Sky Show, just jump on our website, worldradio.ch/big screen little screen. Thanks, Susie.
Enjoy the movies, Kat.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.